PJM MRC/MC Briefs, February 19, 2026, written by Devin Leith Yeshin and read by an automated voice. Committees endorsed 2028-29 auction parameters. Stakeholders endorsed PJM's recommended installed reserve margin, or IRM, and forecast pool requirement, or FPR, for the 2028-29 base residual auction, or BRA, values that are core to determining the RTO's reserve requirement. The Markets and Reliability Committee approved the values with 85% sector-weighted support, and the Members Committee endorsed them by acclamation. Stakeholder support is advisory to the Board of Managers, which ultimately holds approval over the parameters. Compared to the parameters for the 2027-28 BRA, the analysis was affected by diminished winter risk and higher resource accreditation, PJM's Josh Bruno told the MRC. Those forces counterbalance to keep the IRM the same at 20%, while the FPR increased by 0.0141 to 0.9401. The concentration of loss of load expectation shifted from a 75.6% skew toward winter for the 2027-28 analysis to 60.5%. Effective load carrying capability ratings followed a similar trend, with resources tending to perform better in the winter, wind in particular, seeing falling accreditation, while most technologies saw 1-3% increases. Gas saw the greatest increase, increasing by 4% for combustion turbines and 6% for combined cycle units. Much of the difference was attributed to the use of PJM's 2026 load forecast, which predicted a slower pace of load growth over the next few years, though it is still expected to grow by 30 gigawatts over 5 years. Relative to the 2025 forecast, the growth fell by a greater share in the winter than in the summer. For 2028, the expected 147.8 gigawatts winter peak was 3.8% lower in the latest forecast, while the 165.6 gigawatts summer peak was 2.6% lower. Several stakeholders questioned why the recommended values were brought for first read and endorsement on the same day, leaving little time for review before the vote. The IRM and FPR for the 2026-27 third incremental auction were also presented as a same-day endorsement in January, leading several consumer advocates to abstain. PJM's Andrew Gledhill said the RTO is operating on a tightened auction schedule. Quick fix to allow self-scheduling resources to meet must-offer requirement. The MRC endorsed a quick fix proposal from Old Dominion Electric Cooperative to specify the gas resources that self-schedule and provide energy that at least matches their capacity commitments have met the requirement that capacity resources offer into the energy market. The proposed tariff and operating agreement language is specific to actions during cold weather alerts. The quick fix process allows a problem statement and issue charge to be considered alongside a proposed solution. Mike Coco, ODEC's Senior Director of RTO and Regulatory Affairs, said the timelines of the gas trading market can mean generation owners must decide whether to purchase fuel before PJM assigns energy commitments. Self-scheduling can ensure the resource is able to avoid purchasing fuel that it does not consume, especially when entering into take-or-pay gas contracts. The issue is especially pronounced on holiday weekends, when the gas market does not transact for 3 days. These gas trading practices may require generation owners to purchase fuel in advance of a potential PJM commitment to ensure they are able to operate. PJM implemented the conservative operations procedure in part to provide advance commitments for resources that may have trouble procuring fuel under such circumstances. Unlike those advance commitments, Coco said self-scheduling puts the risk on the generation owner and can reduce the amount of uplift on the system. The language would allow resources that purchase gas ahead of the day-ahead energy market during a cold weather alert and produce energy at or above their committed installed capacity to be considered as meeting their reserve must-offer obligations. PJM COO Stu Bressler said the RTO's interpretation of the governing documents already considers gas generators as satisfying the reserve must-offer requirement under such circumstances, but staff recognized ODEC's desire to codify that understanding in the language and worked with it to do so. Independent market monitor Joe Bo Ring said the changes would be a reasonable way of recognizing the needs of gas resources and the particularities of the pipeline system. He said the broader issue of how resources self-schedule warrants further consideration. PJM seeking to reduce uplift. Bressler said PJM is exploring how the amount of uplift paid during winter storms and other strained system conditions can be reduced by accounting for emergency actions in market prices. More than half of the days in January were classified as high uplift days exceeding $2.25 million paid, according to the RTO's markets report. All but one of the 16 high uplift days were because of a pair of winter storms. During the February 5 operating committee meeting, PJM said there were $797.6million in uplift payments during the January 24 to 27 storm, named Fern by the Weather Channel. Bressler said staff have heard concerns about the scale of the uplift from stakeholders. Those concerns are shared by PJM, he said. While the goal is not to eliminate uplift entirely, the significant amount seen during storms is a sign that operator actions taken to maintain reliability are not being reflected in transparent price signals. We feel very strongly we need to make more progress there, he said. Vital's Jason Barker said the amount of uplift is unconscionable and presents significant challenges for consumers. The firm has asked PJM to provide a report on how uplift has been affected by operator assessments, demand forecasts, fuel availability, and temperatures. The intention is to evaluate whether PJM is delivering reliability at least cost. Susan Bruce, representing the PJM Industrial Customers Coalition, said there has been progress at the Reserve Certainty Senior Task Force to consider how operator actions are reflected in the energy and ancillary services markets. Understanding the consequences of the changes being considered by the task force is an important part of the conversation, as there could be a significant impact on LMPs if the costs are simply shifted to those markets. Boring presented data on the increase in the total cost of wholesale power over 2025 as part of the monitor's report to the committee. He said uplift is an expected and appropriate result of advanced scheduling for extreme cold weather. Advanced scheduling contributes to reliability and is a much better approach than the approach taken by PJM during Winter Storm Elliott, Boring told RTO Insider, referring to the December 2022 weather event. In addition, a significant part of uplift is paid to specific units with specific issues. Simply raising energy prices to reduce uplift would be inefficient and extremely expensive. It could cost billions in additional energy costs to customers to reduce uplift costs by hundreds of millions. Those who complain about uplift have not been clear about whether the cure is worse than the disease. There are ways to minimize uplift, including approaching the advanced scheduling process more analytically. The IMM has proposed ways to do that, which are being considered by stakeholders.